You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Very warm welcome to William Hill's preview of Group B. Alongside me, Naz Premji, is Peter Farries and Michael Casey. Hello, gents.
Hi, Naz. How are you?
Intriguing group, this. We have England, Wales, Slovakia, and Russia. And in terms of the qualification out of this group, it's going to be interesting because you have to say all four teams have got a realistic chance, and all four will be looking for a good start and potentially progression out of this group. So, Peter, what do you make of the group as a whole?
I don't think all four do have a chance.
All right, okay.
Straight off the bat.
Straight off the bat, controversial.
I do think that England will qualify from the group. They are 1-12 to do that, of course. Probably better value in the 5-6 group winner. But I do think that England qualify from the group. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm not sure that they win the tournament. But that 5-6 with strength, with some momentum games, like, for example, Germany, which I think will have put a lot of positivity into a lot of fans' minds as well. And, of course, it's not too far away either. So I'm happy with England.
Okay.
I don't know what you think.
No, I think this is probably the most excited I've been about England for a major tournament for a while, and I think there is genuine reason. I don't just think it's that age-old case of, you know, tournament build-up and you start to kid yourself. I think there is genuine excitement to be had about some of the personnel and the way that England are playing at the moment. I do think that the 5-6 in England to win the group is absolutely fine. However, I agree with Pete. I don't think that all teams can win the group. I think, for example, I think that Russia are a very poor side going into this tournament, and I don't rate their chance. And I think Wales, again, did very, very well. 56 years was it since he last qualified for a tournament, but a massive, massive lack of top stage international experience. And obviously, a lot of the game plan all hinging on one player. I think that England to win the group is something that I like, but also I think Slovakia have got to look at as the best of the rest.
In terms of who qualifies potentially with England, then, gentlemen, the big key is both of you, I'm sensing, are not keen on Russia. Would that be correct?
You'd be absolutely correct. And we'll go into a bit more detail, of course, on Russia soon, I'm sure. But their average age by the second game of the tournament, because there's one player returns from 33 to 34, and that will push them over the edge to their average squad age being 30. So you've got 36-year-old in there. You've got three 34-year-olds in there. The likes of Shirokov, Denisov, guys who are no longer spring chickens and aren't, if I'm honest with you, massively reliable anyway. Admittedly, they do have one of the best strikers in this group, certainly the most informed strikers. Fyodor Smolov had an unbelievable finish to the season for Russia. Scored 4 against Ural. I think he finished with 13-8 toward the end of the season, which is unbelievable when you think about that. I mean, he's a guy who's had a lot to prove, but for me, no question, Naz, that I agree with Russia to finish bottom of the group is 7-2. That's got to be the play. In fact, it's my favourite European Championships play. Wales, I think, do qualify. This is where you and I come against each other a little bit, Michael. Slovakia have got some good players in there, but I'd have 6-4 Wales to qualify.
As at the time of recording, Slovakia have just beaten Germany, all right, a second-string Germany side in a friendly, so they're no mugs. You're not keen on the Welsh. Why?
I think, look, massive momentum going into the tournament, and no one can fault the effort of the side going into it. It's more the fact that I'm quite keen on Slovakia. As you mentioned, some very, very good players, a very, very big morale-boosting win over the Germans. But they did so well to finish second in a group that had a Spain side, yes, that is not a Spain side of all, but at the end of the day, you know, the reigning European champions, and they would have been a massive price to have done so, and they did so. And they produced some very, very good performances in qualifying. I think they could be there to do them again. The Wales side, as I say, it's a cliche almost to say it, but it is so reliant on one player. And yes, you do get the feeling that they've got sort of quite a good unity about the bunch. I just question the talents, and the recent performances back that up. Yes, in friendlies, but okay, they battled against the Netherlands. I watched the game against Northern Ireland. They shouldn't have won that one. And against Ukraine, I thought they were underwhelming again. What can you take from friendly form going into tournaments? I'm sure Pete will say absolutely nothing, and I'll say, you know, maybe not a great deal, but still, I think that this Slovakia side at odds against to qualify are one of my favourite bets. I think, I believe, at the time of recording, 11-10 to qualify from Group B.
It's interesting, because I think Slovakia qualify from a group with one good team in it. One. Which is Spain, obviously.
So you think Wales are a good team?
In terms of the other teams in the group with them.
So
you're looking at Belarus. You're looking at a completely lost Ukrainian side for a variety of reasons. Macedonia, Luxembourg. You know, I look at that group and say, okay, they did really well with Spain in there, no argument. And Ukraine can be awkward, but they, as a nation, for a variety of reasons, are lost now. And so for me, I actually look at that group and say, yes, there are some talented players in there, phenomenally talented players. But if we're talking qualification here, I just cannot see it. I really cannot. They have not got anywhere close to enough up front. The back line, we were talking about the Russian back line, about how old that is, the Ignashevic and the likes. Djuricza, 34. Hubershan, 30. Salata, 31. Skirtle, 31. Pekarik, 29. And then two players who don't have a great deal of experience at high level at all, in Gyumba and Shrinkinic. I always struggle with that one. But the point is, that is a back line that for me is eminently gettable. Now, Wales, you've quite rightly, Michael, identified that they've got the one superstar. But I don't think there's a huge amount of unity about the Slovakia side either. So if you're giving me a Welsh side who have shown a huge amount of unity, albeit, you're absolutely right, not particularly good pre-tournament friendly form, 6-4, I will take that any day over the Slovakians.
How dependent, and this is a question for you both, the Welsh side, let's say first game, Gareth Bale gets injured, he's at the tournament. Do the Welsh still qualify?
Absolutely not.
No.
They're about as dependent on Gareth Bale as I am for oxygen for life. It is that black and white for me. I appreciate some of the points that Pete's made, and I do agree Slovakia have an ageing backline, but it's a backline that's going to be... It's not like you're looking at these players and signing them for the future and think there's not much life in them. That is a side that is there and that will be there, you know, for the rest of this coming month. Gareth Bale's international record is absolutely superb. His record in qualifying for the Welsh was absolutely unbelievable. 7 goals he scored in 10 games. Is it phenomenal, his effect on this Welsh side?
Well, let's nail this down in terms of the qualification. I think we're all in agreement that we think England will win the group. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. What is the second team that qualifies? Who are the second team that qualifies for you?
I'd take Wales at 6-4, and I'd have a straight forecast England-Wales at 5-1.
And for you?
Slovakia at 11-10. I'd take England-Slovakia at 6-1.
And what you can tell from this recording is that all three of us are very, very not keen on the Russians to do anything at this tournament at all.
Just very quickly, I keep quoting Wales to qualify as a tomorrow point. That's a top two finish, which is the same sort of thing. I mean, obviously, there's the extra qualification bit. They're 8-13 to qualify, just to make that clear.
So there are some other markets here. Bottom of the group, obviously. I think we're all in agreement that we think Russia will finish bottom of the group, are we?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah? 7-2.
I completely agree, and I think the one thing that might it might wreak havoc a little bit with the England prices and the furore that surrounds the England side going into the tournament is I think that we will batter Russia in the opening game.
Agree.
And then after that, maybe not quite perform so well against the rest of the group, the opposition.
Well, the England-Wales game is going to be key. It's going to be a bit like a Premier League game, isn't it?
Near enough.
Let's be honest.
Again, Naz, I mean, I just look at this Russian side. Goalkeeper-wise, Ljodigin, Akinfeyev and Marinato, okay, solid enough. And then you look at this team. Berezhutsky, 33. The other Berezhutsky, of course, 33. Ignashevich, 36. Shenikov, 25. Smolnikov, 27. And Shishkin, 29. Fair enough. Shirokov, 34. Samadev, 31. Denisov, 32. You know, Torobinsky, 32. Okay, Oreshatov is good. But don't forget, they've had to tempt Roman Neustadter, because they're pretty desperate. They've had to tempt Roman Neustadter over from the Ukrainian national team through a variety of ways. And he's come across...
Did he not even play for Germany, I think? Has he got...
Well yeah, he came. Yeah. He's been playing in Germany. He's
And I think he's at
Schalke.
Yeah.
He's at Schalke 04. And he's a very good player, actually. But I think that just goes to show you that the mindset. Now, admittedly, you look up front, Kukorin, Dzyuba, and the, as we mentioned, incredibly informed Fyodor Smolov. Fine, I'll give you that. But if your midfield is, the word is I'm looking for, immobile here, and that's what it is. There's so little pace in that midfield. And a back line that's creaking to that extent. 7-2 to finish bottom, Naz. It's my bet of the tournament.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.